Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And as I promised you, our good friend Beverly Williams is with us today. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business. She knows more about home-based business than anybody else on the planet, maybe in the universe. She's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding new book, The 30-Second Commute, If You're a Home-Based Business or Want to Be. This is a book that you must have. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I hope I can live up to that reputation.
Well, you darn well better. You sure better. They'll run me out of here.
I don't know that I know more than anybody else on the face of the earth. About
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Beverly, on the, folks off the air, we were talking, we were visiting a little bit about an email that you got. And obviously, you're not going to tell us who it came from, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that? We're going to talk about myths in a minute, but I think this is a very instructive little story that I want Beverly to tell us.
Well, someone emailed and said they were looking for a list of home-based businesses. And I emailed back and said, what are you asking for? Is this for yourself or whatever? And she answered back and said she wanted a list of the types of home-based businesses with enough info that could be researched for further information. So I'm still not clear whether this person is looking at it for themselves or for another reason, but I emailed her back assuming that it was for her. Here's where I would direct you, of course, my book being one of them. But there's also some other books out there that would have a list of types of businesses that people have been successfully operating from home. I think the thing that struck me on this email is that it's a typical question.
Mm-hmm.
It's either tell me what kind of home-based business I can start.
Or do my work for me.
Yeah, tell me what kind of home-based businesses are out there. And I understand that it's an overwhelming feeling for a lot of people to say, I want to start a home-based business, but I have no idea what to start. Where do I start? And they start by sending me an email. That's okay. As long as they're clear on, I can't do it for you.
Right.
You need to understand what kind of business you're interested in, what kind of business would be appropriate for your home and your family life, and then, I could help you even more, but you really have to understand the basics first of who you are and how you work and all these other things. So there's no easy answer for this. We've been doing the myths.
Before you go further, Beverly, I'm going to stick something in here. Mm-hmm. Folks, the reason I asked Beverly and she didn't know I was going to do that, but the reason I wanted her to give us that, to tell us what happened, is just to help you help other people that you're going to ask a question of, to help them out a little bit. And as I've said before, Beverly, you probably heard me say this, my favorite one is the guy who wrote me and said, I want to start a restaurant. Where do I buy my food?
Uh-huh.
This guy, and I wrote him back and I said, look, if you don't know where to buy your food, if you want to start a restaurant and you don't know where to buy the food, you got bigger problems than food right now.
Right.
I don't beat people up, but sometimes people need to be, kind of slapped a little bit and say, hey, wake up here. So I think that person that asked you that question should have said, Dear Beverly, I want to start a home-based business. Is there any place that you can direct me where I can see the kinds of businesses that there are?
Mm-hmm.
And that would have made a lot more sense, and it wouldn't have made it look like they wanted you to do all their work for them.
Right.
And you probably would have said, yeah, here's a couple of links to go to that'll help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a specific question.
Right.
Don't say, please tell me the meaning of life. instead say, can you tell me how I can find how many times the heart beats? Mm-hmm. You know, or whatever, but don't ask these universal questions, because all it does is even if you get a response from an expert, and many times they won't even respond to a question like that because they got other people asking good questions that they want to respond to, and they've only got so much time. That when you ask somebody that, they either won't respond, or when you get the response back, you'll get that one that I gave, that I said a minute ago, mm-hmm. or like the guy who. The people who write me and say, you know, where do I find it? I want to start my own business. Where do I get a grant?
Mm-hmm.
And I do answer all of those, and I email them back and say, Grant died. So you'll get a smart aleck answer like that if you ask one of those questions. So anyway, I wanted to I always like to mention that, because it helps if you've got somebody that you think is an expert that you want some help from, you know, help them out a little bit, because they've only got so much time. And they like hearing from people. They love getting these questions. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're an expert, that means we're kind of an egomaniac, so we like these things. But help us out with the time situation and ask your question in a way that can get a specific answer back.
And it's not that I'm such an expert. I do feel I have more knowledge than the common average person does. That's my job. But what really frustrates me is not being able to help in the way that I can be most helpful. And so having a specific question with enough information to let me know what's going on means I can be the most helpful to somebody. And that's my high.
Right,
that's,
right.
That's what
well, and the thing is you've got time. You might have time, or you might take the time to respond to their question. But you don't need to engage in a conversation with these people.
Right.
And it's not that you don't want to, it's just literally a matter of time. How much time
it
do you
really
have?
Is. Yeah,
all right, let's talk this should bring us into myth number 3.
It should.
Because
it does.
on that list that you would if you were to provide that list to that person, they would see that most home-based businesses are not craft businesses.
Right. That is myth number 3. It just amazes me that even now, in the 21st century, I get emails from people doing research for other reasons than starting a business themselves, like reporters or somebody doing research for zoning ordinances.
I know a lady who's an architect for prisons across the country. Her office is at home.
Uh-huh.
Attorneys.
Yeah. Yeah. I know very few craft people who run a home business.
Well, now that I think about it, I think that attorney does do a little needlepoint. So, maybe that qualifies.
But not a business problem.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to be right back with Beverly Williams. She's the author of The 30-Second Commute, 20 After. Stay with us.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the author of The 30-Second Commute, available wherever books are sold. And the reason I know that is, Beverly, I've been just about everywhere that books are sold, and I've seen your book there.
Hey, hallelujah.
And
now if it would just disappear off the shelves, people buy it.
Well, listen, they were flying off the shelves.
Good.
I almost got hurt standing in the... And I was nearby where your book was stacked, and I almost got hurt by the crowd. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com, and it doesn't matter how you spell Beverly now. It
could
be L-Y or L-E-Y. Either way.
All right, and folks, if you are in the bookstore and you're looking for Beverly's book, just kind of look around, check your position, look both ways so you don't get trampled, but ease up there and get one and take it around the corner, and if you want to flip through it and see if it's what you like, don't stand right in front of there because you might get hurt by the crowd. Bev, the myth that we're working off of now is most home businesses are craft businesses. That is so 20th century, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Not only that, I have to tell you a story. A very neighbor of mine has a business from home and has had one for quite some time. And she makes very, very nice jewelry. And someone called her a craft person one time.
Uh-oh.
And I wasn't sure they were going to live through the tirade that followed.
She smoked him, huh?
She is an artisan.
That's right.
And you know, and so I think
it was, you know, that was an innocent little thing. They didn't mean that. They just didn't, you know, artisan just doesn't roll off the tongue for most people.
No, it doesn't.
She needs to take a chill pill.
I think the point of all that is that, you know, there's a perception of what a craft person is, and even crafters get a little snippy about being called crafters sometimes.
Well, they are a little snippy. They're a little snippy anyway, Beverly.
Now, wait a minute. I've been a craft person.
I'd rest my case.
We are really on it this morning. Now, back to the subject to help our listeners. Doing a craft type of business where you produce something and sell it from your home. First of all, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
There's a wonderful, in the little town that I live in western Maryland, there's an old train station that they have no longer used for trains, of course, but they have turned it into an artisan village for people who have home-based craft businesses to be able to display their work, which is one of the disadvantages of being home-based for
right.
a lot of crafters. But the whole point of this myth is that, yes, there are crafters who work from home. However, they are in the minority compared to the other types of businesses that are being run from home these days.
Because of technology.
Because of
and because of the changes in the work culture,
mm-hmm.
the workplace culture.
Yes, absolutely.
What I have said recently in an article, Bev, is that not everybody can work from home.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more people every year can work from home. The technology is already there. It's what's lagging behind is the management culture that says I don't have to have all my chickens under my wings.
Mm-hmm.
I can let some of them be somewhere else. And when that catches up with technology, then more and more people will be able to really say I can work from wherever I want to be.
Yes,
and it's not just, of course, I was just talking about teleworkers,
right? Yes,
but also not just the management culture, but the marketplace culture,
right?
That allows an architect to feel comfortable working from home. He can
right.
he or she can do it now technically,
mm-hmm.
but there still is the cultural issue that's lagging behind actually the technology, isn't it?
Yes, architects and lawyers, I found, are the two that have probably the biggest perception problem working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them feel they still need the ultimate office for people to come to. And it is a mindset change
mm-hmm.
because, first of all, customers don't have to come to you. You could go to them. They can find you without you having
And many, this person, this prison architect I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
nobody ever comes to see her. She works virtually.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The being able to work virtually makes all the difference in the world. Going back to crafters, because of technology, they can sell over the Internet.
That's
they
right.
can have their own website. They can do it on
mm-hmm.
eBay. They can do all kinds of things. It's technology that has helped all of the home-based businesses be home-based. They could not have done it without the technology.
And everybody who stands up and says, I'm going to work from home, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to work it out, makes another blow towards getting the culture turned around. The more people see somebody who's a professional, and besides a crafter,
uh-huh.
Being home-based, every time somebody sees that starts to change the culture, doesn't it, Bev?
Exactly. It does. It chips away at that barrier,
mm-hmm.
And every chip helps bring that wall down.
Beverly, give us your website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
The book is called The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. Beverly, you're the best.
Thanks, Jim. I always appreciate being here.
See you next time.
Beverly
Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I will be right back.
Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Yo no soy marinero.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.